Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Staff on ski resorts could be joining the likes of education, transport and energy sector personnel and protesting on January 31st against the government's pension reform. The unions, CGT and the FO, have filed an unlimited strike notice from January 31st. Ski resort staff have said they will also be taking the opportunity to raise other issues with their jobs, including demands for better wages and insurance, as well as unemployment benefits adapted to seasonal workers. In the Eastern Pyrenees, farmers will be protesting in the streets of Perpignan today after the latest decision from the administrative court in Montpellier. The court has ruled that it will now be illegal to take water from the River Tet if the flow of the river is less than 1,500 litres per second. 1,500 farmers are impacted by this decision. A suspect who has admitted to the murder of Marie-Thérèse Bonfarty may never face trial. The Grenoble Court of Appeal is due to render its decision today on the statute of limitations period up for this case. The suspect, Yves Chatin, has confessed to the murder after 36 years. The limitation period on criminal cases is usually 30 years. Yves Chatin is currently in pretrial detention. In the United States, California has suffered its second shooting in 48 hours. Seven people were shot dead on farms near San Francisco. The victims were Chinese agricultural workers. The alleged perpetrator was arrested. His motives remain unknown. And finally, to handball and the World Championships. France will be playing Germany tomorrow in the quarterfinals. Germany finished second in their group after losing to Norway yesterday. Les Bleus are yet to lose a match in this tournament. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.